Luisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Luisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Luisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.luisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Luisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Luisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Welcome, Mr. J. Early. In the chat room, I believe this is our good friend all the way from Germany. Welcome, welcome again to the show. Welcome to each and every one of you on the switchboard. I tell you, this is an exciting day, Friday. Oh, my God. Welcome to our friend and sister and entrepreneur over there in Cincinnati, Ohio, at Custom Care Cleaners. Oh, my God, I hope that whole entire Cincinnati knows about the wonderful work that you are doing in Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, we got to get the message out. I want everyone on the line right now, if you are listening, I want you to, when you get on your Facebook pages, I want you to friend Hope Harper, because all of you are my friends, and we thank God for you. We trust you. I also want you to let anyone you know in the Cincinnati area to support this awesome entrepreneur who is here supporting the Coach Luisa Show and so many others, and the much service that she does there in the community, helping out. But she can do any kind of dry cleaning that you need. So please get on those phone lines. Let your family members know. You will find her now on Facebook. How awesome. Well, we're going to have an exciting show for you today. I found some things that I want to share with you to help you be more confident, to help you live the life that you really want to live, to help you move into your supernatural divine destinies. For those of you who are looking to live your dream, no matter your age, you know, somebody said, you're never too old to be what you should have been. I heard that from Les Brown's son, and he said that when he was about 16. And I would dare say, you're never too old and you're never too young. I saw a young girl the other day, 7 years old, on TBN, and Daystar, correction, on Daystar Television. This young girl was singing as if she was a woman in her mid-30s. Her voice was absolutely powerful. Now, not only was the young lady singing, the young lady has dealt with tragedy that most people can't even imagine. Her mother had recently passed away, and she's only 7, and here she was, not stuck in her grief. This child was singing. Not only was she singing, she has a CD. She has a CD, The Girl is an Entrepreneur, at the age of 7. Now, I'm sure she's in school. I'm sure they're teaching her great and wonderful things. She was on the show. Her father was in the audience. They talked to the father for a moment, but the father was in the audience. He was not sitting on stage with this young girl, so she had enough wherewithal at age 7 to handle an interview with the owners, one of the owners of Daystar Television. It was just phenomenal to watch her poise, to watch her stamina, and her ability to convey how she writes these songs, why she sings them. She talked about the death of her mother, some things that her mother had taught her already. So parents, you keep on teaching your children. They are listening. But we're going to talk today about living a confident life. I mean, how many of you really want to be confident in yourself? You know, especially for a lot of people out there who, for whatever reasons, in your lifetime and even maybe in your current life, have been abused and are still being abused. You know, I know firsthand that from sexual abuse, also from domestic violence abuse, I understand that how a person can get to the point where your confidence in yourself is low, where we don't feel confident about who we are and what we're doing. Our self-esteem is low. And, it can really make you sick in a way, but it can also stymie you, hold you back, keep you from achieving all that God has for you. And some people would say, well, what does God have for me? Well, believe me, you, God has an abundant life for you. He said that I came, this is what Jesus said, I came that you would have a life and have it more abundantly. And so people say, well, we believe that Jesus did come and this and that. Well, if you believe that, then you can have the same faith to believe that you can have the abundant life. But you need to feel confident. And so I found for you these things that you can use and you can put towards your life, and you will see it happen for you. Now, the first thing that you have to do is, according to the writer, the person who actually designed these 7, but as you will see, they are ones that any person can use. I didn't create them, but I wanted to share them with you because I believe that these will really help you. The first thing to do, believe it or not, you know, when you look at being empowered and living the empowered life, or living a life of confidence, and you know, some people are very confident, and then some people are not so confident at all. But one thing to do is, number one, and you might want to write these down, number one is to look for the positive in every situation. You know, some people only look for the negative in everything. Well, that person is not living a confident life, because negativity, you know, comes from fear. People that are negative all the time are people that a lot of times you find that there's a lot of fear behind the negativity. But when you live the positive life, when you think positive in every situation, it may be a situation that starts out bad, but a situation can turn around to good if you see the positive. Now, you know, many people have done that. Look at the people in New Orleans. New Orleans had, you know, some years ago, Hurricane Katrina whipped through that town, that place, and just tore a lot of people's lives apart. Well, some people looked at the positive side, and they moved on and kept going. Some gave up because they looked at the negative. So living the confident life starts with looking at every situation and seeing how you can turn it around to positivity. Number two, and here's a good one, this is a good one, and I absolutely believe in all 7 of these. And as my good friend Minister Pat would say, as I'm talking with her and discussing certain workshops and seminars that we are working on together and some that we're working on individual. Here she says to me, oh, Minister LaLisa, you should share that. You know, you should share that with others. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to share these. I'm not going to keep these to myself. The second one is, when you fall down in life, trust me, everybody is going to fall down. There's nobody who is going to always stand strong and always stand tall. No matter who we are, we're going to fall down. Life is made up of things that will cause people to fall, even though you didn't do anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything wrong. You could be doing everything right, and you could still fall down. But here's the key to the confident life, is that when you fall down, you find the courage to raise yourself back up and then use that situation to motivate yourself. So there's a lot of going on here. Number one, when you fall down, get the courage to get back up. And then here's a big kicker to this, I think, is to use that situation to motivate yourself to keep going. You know, some people, they do get back up, but they're not really motivated to do anything great after that or to, you know, keep going and do more things. So definitely, if you just tuned into the show, welcome to all those who tuned in. If you're listening via the chat room or the switchboard, we thank you for calling in. And we're talking today about 7 keys to a confident life. Now, these keys are those that are taught by Valencia Ray. Valencia Ray is also a self-empowerment coach, such as myself and Mr. Versi Walker and Coach K and many of the other coaches out there. There's Coach D. Marshall. There's a lot of success coaches, life coaches. You have motivational speakers as well. Number 3, feel the pain and process it. I know people like that because, you know, some people are really addicted to pain. They love to focus on their pain. Everything pains them, and they're so in pain. And if you're not careful, they'll even invite you to their pity party. But number 3 is feel the pain, then process it. Find out where it's coming from. Find out what started the pain. But then let it go. Let it go. Don't feel the pain. Process it and hang on to it, because it'll cause bitterness in your life. And again, it can cause stress. We know stress can lead to cancer and high blood pressure and sugar diabetes and a whole host of other things that stress can lead to, heart attacks. Stress can lead to so many things. So, you know, anytime you see anything coming in your life that can cause you stress, you want to de-stress. So feel the pain, process it, but then here's the key, let it go. Don't hang on to it because you've bought into the concept of, well, I've been this way all my life, or I'm like this because this is how my mother was, or how my father was, or this is what my uncles taught me. Don't do that, okay? Start something new. Start a new generation. Start a new cycle. Don't just do something because someone else did it and you think that you have to do it as well, all right? So that was number 3. Now, you'll love this one. This is one of my favorite. Number 4. Do not wallow in self-pity. Do not wallow in self-pity. Now, this, again, will stop you from living a confident life. So far, you probably would agree if I had your phone lines open and you could speak, I'm sure you would agree that you would find that these also to be 7 keys to living a confident life. We'll revisit for a second for those who just tuned in. Number 1, look for the positive in every situation. When you fall down in life, find the courage to rise back up and use the situation for motivation. Number 3, feel the pain, process it, but then let it go. Number four, do not wallow in self-pity. It does you no good. It won't do anyone around you any good. It will not help you get to the next level in your life. And it really won't even help you get over the situation. Self-pity does nothing but stifle you, hold you back, and limit you to the truly successful life that you can have. You know, God said he knows the plans he has for you, plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. So you got to have that goal. You got to have hope. You have to want to be more than just where you are right now. You know, God is so big and he's so great. He's enormous. He's unlimited. How can we limit what God can do through our lives? If God is unlimited, as many of us believe, he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, he's omnipotent, okay? If he's all of that and more, then why do we limit our own selves? If God lives in you, as he lives in me, as he lives in us, why do we limit what we can do? Oh, and you know, people are quick to say, oh, I can't do that. I can't be that. And now, okay, granted, some things we can never do or be. Okay, I'm not going to say that I could sing like that 7-year-old girl that I saw on Daystar. Yet, I can't sing, though. I can open my mouth. Now, that's not to say I'll make a CD and anyone will purchase it, but I still can open my mouth and sing to the glory of God. But I'm just giving you an example. People say some obvious things people say they can't do. But why limit God? Because guess what? If God wants me to sing like a songbird, I'm just foolish enough to believe he could rearrange my vocal cords, supernaturally, and that I would sound like that. See, he made these vocal cords. So I believe, again, I'm just foolish enough to believe that he can do anything he wants with them. It's just like your car. My car, I have a Nissan. And if I want to really fix something in my car, I can take it to the Nissan dealer because they created the car. They can do anything they want with that Nissan versus me taking it to a local mechanic who may or may not know much about the Nissan. So that's what I'm saying. The God who knows everything about you can rearrange, restore, retool, renew, remake, redo. He can take the vessel. You've heard the story. The potter, as he's working on the vase, he's building it, he takes and smashes it and starts all over. And that's what God does with us. Okay, so no self-pity. Number five, practice forgiveness, as this is for your own peace of mind and general health. Okay, yes, your health. Again, unforgiveness can turn into bitterness, which can turn into stress, which can also lead to cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, and a whole host of other diseases. I hope you're enjoying the show today. If you just tuned in, you're tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show, and I'm going over 7 keys to living a confident life. 7 keys to living a confident life. We have 2 more keys to give out. I've just given out 5 of those keys to living a confident life. Now, this is on the lines of self-empowerment and personal empowerment. But personal empowerment, the reason why I'm giving you keys and steps, many times when you tune into the show and I'm doing the show that day, you will hear me give you, you know, 9 keys to this or 7 steps to that or the top 10 reasons for this, this, and that. Because when you live life on a conscious level, okay, you have to see there's a lot of things in our subconscious that we react to, and we don't even know it. That's why you hear people say, she made me mad. They made me angry. He or she makes me sick, okay? That's because unconsciously we say these things. And we react to people's behaviors, people's words, people's thoughts even. We even react to people's gestures. Do you know there are people that if you do not gesture and give them a call every day, do you know they will react to that? They will think, well, you must not be my friend. You must not like me. And then they will react to that in some kind of way. That's an example of a person reacting even to your gestures. Do you know there are people that react to even if the way you might walk into the room? You know, you may walk into the room and you may not rush over to shake their hand or to embrace them. Do you know people will react to that? And then from there they might say, you know, I don't like you. They may say, I don't like you, I don't want to be around you, or whatever, based on just your gesture. You didn't even say anything. It was just what you did. And that's how some people are. So what I'm saying is there are subconscious things that people do. In order to be a real success in life, and I'm talking about over-the-top success, and I'm not just talking about money success. I'm talking about prosperity. I'm talking about where you're happy and you're fulfilled and you're living on purpose. You're living your destiny. You wake up each and every day excited about what you're going to do. You're living your life on expectation. You're expecting great things to happen to you. Some people subconsciously expect bad things to happen to them. They wake up and say, they worried. First of all, they went to bed that night worried about something they didn't have. Oh, I didn't have enough money to pay this bill. Oh, I didn't have enough money to send my child to school. I didn't have enough this or that, whatever. There's a gazillion things we can name. That's how they go to bed. And then they wonder why they have nightmares. Then they wake up in the morning and they say, okay, I'm not going to be able to get this done today. I won't be able to meet that requirement. I won't be able to fulfill that goal. And their day hasn't even started yet. So that's what I'm talking about, subconscious. Empowered people who are on the self-empowerment journey, as I am, as I believe all of you who tune in to the Coach LaLisa Show, that's why you tuned in. Living the empowered life, even dealing with these seven keys to a confident life, it requires you to be conscious in your choosing. Choose on purpose. On purpose. You have to make a conscious choice. Hope, Alicia, Pat, Jay, Coach K, anyone who is listening to the show, and those who will go back and listen to the archives, Sierra, Beverly, there are many people who listen to the show. They tell me later, okay, I was listening. Tiffany, I believe Tiffany is listening. I heard that she listens to the show often. Again, welcome to the show, Tiffany, and all of those who are tuned in. You have to make a conscious choice to be happy, to be set free, or to be made free. You have to live conscious, a conscious choice that you're going to get. Like I talk with Hope every day. We talk about the dry cleaning business and how to get more customers and how to satisfy the customers you have already, how to manage your staff, how to work with your colleagues. You have to make a conscious choice to love people, to treat them good. You have to live on conscious. Okay, let me give out the last two before we run out of time. I don't want to run out of time, but I just want to make comments about what Mr. Jay is saying in the chat room. He's saying great information. He says, be careful with the words that leave your mouth because you can't get them back. So that's coming from the motivator. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is the motivator that is all the way in Germany, another great motivator. We're going to definitely bring him to the show, so you're going to get to actually meet him face-to-face, well, in person, online. Number six, because I want to give them all before we run out of time. Number six, stop trying to control life. It's a waste of energy anyway. And paradoxically, surrender empowers you. So what she's saying here is that there's only so many parts of your life that you control. And we learned about this years ago, and I haven't really taught on it, but there is this sphere of influence that you have. You can influence a very, very small area for your life. And there's this great big area that also surrounds your life and that your life is involved with. But you can't really control that. But people, so it's like an 80-20%. Like you can control 20%. This 80% is going to happen. You have no control over it. Like when they raise gasoline prices, you have no control over that. But you do have control over how you manage your money so that you have enough money to buy gas. But some people, they twist it around. They try to control the 80%, and the 20% is where they put effort into controlling their own life, when you should be using 80% of your energies on controlling the 20% that you have power over, and use just a small portion of your energy to maybe affect that 80% that you really don't have control over anyway. And it would probably do better if I could give you a real nice visual for that. But just draw a big circle, a big giant circle, and then draw a little tiny circle inside. Put 80% in the big, 20 in the little small. 20 is what you have control over, but people spend 80% of their time trying to control what they have 80% no control of. So that's what she's trying to say. Use your energies to control the piece that you can control, like your own thinking. You have 100% control over what you think. Do you have 100% control over what comes into your mind? No, because your enemy can plan a thought, but you are the one who has to focus on the thought. Also, you have control absolutely over what gets said out of your mouth. I know some people would not believe that. For instance, if somebody says something to you horrible, you may let out a curse word so quickly that you say, oops, I didn't mean to say that. Okay, that's a handicap. If you keep saying that, you're going to always be one of those persons who have a negative life, because remember, what you say is going to come back to condemn you. The Word of God says that every word that rises up against you shall be condemned. So the words that a person says out of their mouth, they're going to condemn their own life with it. So be careful what you say. And just know, stop trying to control your life. It's a waste of energy. However, you can control just a very small part of what you do, but not absence of God being in control. So when she says surrender, surrendering to God, because then this is the funny thing about God, which I absolutely love. When you surrender to him, he gives you all power. He gives you all power. When you surrender to God, he turns around and gives you all power. Now, this next one, the last one, number 7, I'm going to be able to get this out really easy because it's really a good one. Make sure that you are growing and having fun. Make sure you're growing. Read books. Read books that are motivating and empowering. I carried a book yesterday into work, and about 7 people, and I can verify this because I believe I was on the phone either with Minister Pat or Hope, and they could hear the people. As I was walking into work, about 7 people stopped me and said, oh, what you reading? Because I had the book turned around where they could see. And when they saw it, they said, oh, positive, yeah, that's good. I'm reading a book called Remodel Your Reality by Kim Fulcher. Remodel Your Reality. She's my life coach. She's the head of the coaching industry that I'm a part of. And it was just so funny. And everybody was like, oh, that's positive. Oh, yeah, I like books like that too. But these are people, some of these people, I never discuss anything with them outside of work. But when they saw the positive book, they were attracted. So make sure you're always growing and make sure you're having fun. We just have a few minutes left for the show. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you go back and recap on those. Monday, I'm going to go over the 9 P's of success, the 9 P's of success. You need to be doing these 9 things all the time. I'm going to list them for you. I'm going to give you a brief explanation of each and every one of them. You need to practice them. Now, these things like the 7 keys, the 9 P's, and all of these things, try to write them down on a piece of paper. Spend some time during the day. You have to eat it again, more slowly. This was only a half hour. With a lot of information. Listen to the show again. You can always go back to the website, listen to the archive. Well, that's all we have time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Love you all. Go have a great and powerful day. Please, please, please feel free to call me. I definitely want to hear today from Miss Alicia because I think we have some businesses that we have to square away, some things we have to talk about. So, Miss Alicia, please, please call me. You have my number, and I will also talk to the rest of you. And just have a great, great, powerful day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.